أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يصحبون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 42 and 43 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask one very pertinent question to each and every person that disbelieves in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The question is, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Who will protect you, who will guard you, who will save you at night and during the day from Ar-Rahman, Allah the Most Merciful. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this beautiful quality of Allah, of Ar-Rahman, to show us that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not punish, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not hurt, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not harm for no reason. Allah's rahmah and Allah's mercy overpowers Allah's ghadab and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath and anger. However, when man leaves the obedience of Allah, when man leaves believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down reminders. When man becomes arrogant, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's reminders increases, intensifies. And then when that limit has been passed, then only does the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala come. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this quality of Ar-Rahman to show that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy supersedes, it overpowers Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's anger and might. But however, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath descends, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab comes down, then who is there to save anyone from the azab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then gives the diagnosis of the disbelievers. بَلْهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. The truth and the reality is this, that they turn away from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On the one hand, there is no Allah in their heart, they disbelieve in Allah. On the other hand, their actions, they are disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this leaves us with a very, very important message, that never ever turn away from the remembrance of Allah. One is the ibadat of Allah, the obedience of Allah, and then continuously remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala verbally, remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with our tongues, remember Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, remember Allah Ta'ala insofar as our limbs are concerned, the obedience of Allah. أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا. Now Allah Ta'ala asks the next question, that do they have gods that will be able to protect them, defend them from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Allah's response himself is, لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم. Whatever and whoever they bring as an answer that will protect them from Allah, Allah says all of it does not have the ability of their own protection from Allah. One is gods that people may worship, others may feel technology, science, others may feel politics, government, that can protect. Allah Ta'ala says nothing and no one can protect themselves from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُسْحَبُونَ. And nor can they accompany to guard or to protect anyone. In other words, total protection comes only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.